Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Članovi američke grupe Green Day odlučili su da napišu knjigu za koju kažu da bi trebalo da bude neka vrsta priručnika za devojke buntovnice. Nosit će naziv Last of the American Girls, a zasnovana je na pesmi She's a Rebel sa njihovog albuma American Idiot. Iako je bend najavio da će knjiga slaviti žene koje znaju šta hoće i smeju da dignu glas, njihova ideja je neočekivano izazvala brojne polemike i masovne kritike na društvenim mrežama. Zamerke se odnose pre svega na činjenicu da u pisanju priručnika nije uključena ni jedna žena, uz komentare da ni jedna prava buntovnica sigurno ne sanja da bi takvo štivo trebalo da pišu isključivo muškarci. Mnogi su naglasili da obožavaju grupu Green Day, ali su se zapitali ko im je dao za pravo da sami odlučuju o ovoj temi. Neuporedivo manji broj ljudi je stao u njihovu odbranu, smatrajući da u ideji o pisanju knjige nema ničeg spornog, pravdajući to popularnošću pesme She's a Rebel koju izvodi Green Day.
Just can't define. Well, nothing comes to mind. Beograd 202.
Priče o pesmama.
Kada je pisala tekst za pesmu Breakaway, Avril Lavigne je u pomoć pozvala iskusne autore Matthewa Gerarda i Bee Benetta, što dovoljno govori o ozbiljnosti sa kojom je pripremala svoj drugi album Under My Skin. Pesmu na kraju nije snimila jer joj se nije uklopila u koncepciju albuma, pa je odlučila da je ponudi drugoj pevačici. Bila je to Kelly Clarkson koja je potpuno očarana pesmom u posljednjem trenutku promenila naslov svog albuma i nazvala ga Breakaway. Osvojio je tekst koji govori o rastanku od starog načina življenja i pokušajima da se okrenemo novim stvarima. Kelly je u toj priči prepoznala deo svog života, jer je slična iskustva doživjela kada se iz malog grada preselila u Los Angeles i postala zvezda. Nazvala ju je pesmom za ljude koji izlaze sami, a odluka da prihvati ponudu Avril Lavigne se pokazala kao pun pogodak. Album Kelly Clarkson je bio više nego uspešan, a veliku zaslugu za to je imala pesma Breakaway.
rocks are sending clash with planes. Oh, my soul, what will I do to defeat them? Nothing outside, nothing outside, nothing in the kitchen. What I'm left with, I don't know.
Beograd 202.
Believe it. think it's gonna be
hot summer,
hot summer,
hot summer,
hot summer,
hot summer,
hot summer.
Priče o pesmama.
Talentovana britanska pevačica Emily Sande je već prvim albumom uspela sebi da obezbedi status zvezde, ali ono što je doživjela pre toga bilo je daleko od bajkovitog. Njen put do uspeha je klasična potvrda čuvene rečenice preko trnja do zvezda, što je sa publikom podelila kroz pesmu koju je dala naslov Clown. U dugoj potrazi za izdavačkom kućom neumorno išla na razgovore sa producentima i muzičarima, ali kaže da se kući uglavnom vraćala sa osjećanjem da liči na klovna. Na sastancima je često morala da trpi podsmehe i prezrive poglede iz kojih je jasno mogla da pročita pitanje a šta da radimo s tobom? Uprkos odbijenju i poniženjima nije želela da odustane, što je konačno donelo prvi diskografski ugovor. Ako ne verujete u sebe i ono što radite, a dozvolite da o tome prosuđuju drugi gledajući vas kao klovna zbog onoga što želite, nikada nećete ostvariti snove, poruka je koju je Emily Sande želela da pošalje pesmom Clown.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing, 'cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again, another number for your notes. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. Stop and answer all of your questions as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny. I would too if I saw. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life's a circus, circus, round in circles, setting out tonight. I'd be less angry if it was my decision, and the money was just rolling in. So you can see me, I put makeup on my face. clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's fun. I would too if I saw.
That she's good as gold. Yeah, and she'll leave you one more laying low. But I could see the smoke. Yeah, and I knew it wouldn't be long. Well, I could stay.
Thank you. Bloody finger on a purple night. Flamingo drinking from a cocktail glass. or someone else's wife. Come and take a view from the top of the mast. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on a fire. And all your nasty, unclean, disease-ridden little children are alone. Well, 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 well. Yeah. Olé. Olé.
Priče o pesmama.
Eleonora Fagan, poznatija po umetničkom imenu Billie Holiday, ostala je upamćena kao jedna od najvećih i najuticajnijih džez pevačica, a pesme koje je pisala postale su džez klasici. Emotivnim izvođenjem je davala lični pečat pesmama, pa je o njoj vladalo mišljenje da glasom može da rasplače i najtvrđa srca. U muziku je utkala svoj težak život obeležen diskriminacijom, porocima i burnim ljubavnim aferama. Od tinejdžerskih dana živela je u Harlemu nastupajući po noćnim klubovima i uspela da se vine do zvezde zahvaljujući raskošnom glasu kojim je džez muziku podigla na viši nivo. Među kolegama je bila i ostala izuzetno poštovana. Na njeno moćno pevanje nisu ostali imuni ni članovi grupe U2 kada su je tokom turneje prvi put čuli na jednom njujorškom radiju. Još dok su nastupali po Americi, napisali su i snimili numeru nadahnuti njenim anđeoskim glasom. Bono Vox i U2 su velikoj Billie Holiday posvetili pesmu koju su nazvali Angel of Harlem.
Christmas tree, the night this city belongs to me. And 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams. There's still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game with a big fat aim, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door with a poor, 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 there ain't no man can replace. 'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on time. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
The anorexic chicks, the model sex, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. 'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. About a while.
your time, your beauty. And I've had it for the second hand.
I've bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by the love of man. Especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
Beograd 202.
You're no good. And true, I left that girl for someone like you. Now I beg forgiveness on bended knees, but I wouldn't blame her if she said.